Hi guys, Kemila here. How have you guys been? Welcome to another episode of the Word to the Weary podcast. It's a highlight for me because this is like the 10th episode, guys. And in prior episodes, I shared like the struggles of shooting. It felt like attack sometimes, shooting the same episode again and again and again. And so I'm just really glad to have come to this point in the thing. So if this is your first time here, welcome. It's a really chill space here. I'm just your random internet sister friend person thing that encourages you and shares my experiences with growth and healing and life and God with you and tells you that it's okay, right? This is a safe space, right? This is rest central right here. So welcome. And if you're not new here, if this is another episode for you, welcome back. It's super cool to think that you listen to one or two or more episodes and you're like, oh, you know what, I want to hear that again. That's really cool of you. I'm just really glad to have you here. So by the title of the thing, in the thing, you already know what I'm talking about today. And it's just, you know, the fact that you're VIP, like the title already says, you're VIP. And I know I did this episode talking about learning self-love and importance, but beyond self-love and importance, learning how special you are. Now, the beauty and the paradox of this is you know that you're special, but it's not something that then gives you a sense of arrogance. Rather, it's something that gives you a sense of comfort. This kind of knowledge is not the one that makes you feel, you know, puffed up or makes you feel like you are better than everybody or everything. It's the one that makes you realize, oh, I should be relaxed. I should be at peace because I'm special. Now, just, you know, disclaimer, if you're not listening to this, if you're watching it, I do have pets. I have talked about them to the point where I feel like it should not be surprising to see them, but they never come up and now they are. So if you just see my pets around, yeah, they're having a pretty chill day. Anyways, so to my thoughts on importance, right? I have talked about my journey with healing, with learning to accept myself, you know, physically, physiologically, spiritually, all the alleys, really. I have talked about the journey to that, but on digging deeper into it, I started to realize what being special truly means, right? And I know I did make some short video about this at some point, but right off the bat, a scripture that comes to mind when I think about what it means to be special is that scripture in Jeremiah 1, right? And in this scripture, right, I'm gonna read from verse 4. This is referring to where God called Jeremiah. I'm going to read my regular version, the NIV, right? And in this version, from verse 4, Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 4, it says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations, right? So there's a whole other thing here where Jeremiah is like, oh no, I can't do this. Ah, it's so scary. Ah, there's all of that. And God's like, nah, you chill, it's fine. There's all of that going. And then God tells him about how he has put his words in his mouth, how he has appointed him over the nations, how he has, you know, called him. God basically just reassures him. But my point here is that first part of verse 5, which is, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, right? Some, there are other versions that say, before you were formed, I chose you. I set you apart. The Amplified version would say, before I formed you, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. And in thinking about that, yes, beyond just thinking, oh, I am wonderfully and beautifully made, you know, that other scripture, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Beyond just thinking that, there's also realizing that God knows you. It's a crazy thing, right? And just for an example, I made this example in that short video, but I'll make it again. It's how, for my pets, it's ironic that I just remember this example. But for my pets, when I was going to get them, I got them before they were born, right? I'd spoken to someone who had a pregnant cat and somebody who had a pregnant dog, and I was like, I want a dog and a cat. And so I had made the arrangement to get them before they came to my house. I had bought the cot, the toys, the bowls, you know, the potty training pads, everything that I could think of that would make my pet comfortable to be in my house. I bought a scratching post when I didn't have a cat yet. I bought bags of food when they weren't here yet. And so by the time they came into a home that was prepared for them. And so I relate that to how it must feel for me to be, you know, alive today or in this world today, is that there were preparations for my arrival. Somebody wanted me here. And, you know, the body in question is the creator of the world. And so just bringing that to how I relate with myself, right? I think, first of all, first things first, God wanted me here. I'm not here by accident. I mean, I'm not here because maybe because my parents got married and decided they wanted kids. That's not why I'm here. I mean, that's the method, that's the way, that's the system through which I got here. But the reason I'm here is because God wanted me here. Like this amplified version says, before he formed me in the womb, before, do you know what it means? Before he formed, there's this worship minister I like, Dosun Oyekan. You may or may not have heard of him. And he talks about, there's this song he has called Breathe, and he talks about where I was before you formed me. So this is before I took form, the form of a human, before it was even a thing that I would live in this body, just when it was my soul existing. You knew me. You called me by name. Amplified version says, I knew you and I approved of you. And to be honest, when it comes to approval, something that a lot of us crave, right, is approval, is validation. I mean, I have had my many struggles with this. We just wanting to be validated in the things that I do or did. Right now, it's not as bad. Now I am healing. I would say healing because it's a process. But yes, I'm healing and there's less need for validation. There's more inner direction. But before then, there was that constant need for validation, and some of us are like that. You know, you want someone to tell you your ideas are good. You want someone to tell you that you're actually special. You want someone to tell you that your thoughts are great. You want someone to tell you that you're doing great, you're doing right, and all of that is good. But then where it becomes a problem is if you tie your estimation of yourself, which is your self-esteem, to that validation. Nobody needs to tell you that you are great before you feel great about yourself. Nobody needs to tell you those things about yourself before you know them about yourself. And the only way you can know those things about yourself is to be constantly, you know, aware of the source of your being, like the source of your existence. Right? I know I always say in every episode that I don't want to reference a lot of scriptures, but right now I'm thinking about a scripture where, you know, in the creation story, where it was that God breathed his life into man. And that's pretty special for me. I just say that's what differentiates us, right, from every other living thing. Because you see, plants grow. If the plant notices that there's sun in this place, the plant will somehow move towards that light. If you put a plant in a dark shade, and there is a source of light close by, you can watch it after a couple of weeks, you see that there are leaves of the plant under the sun. The plants will find their way there. It's the same thing with every other living thing. Insects, you know, the creepy crawlies, the animals, everything has their own intelligence, has their own understanding of the life around them. They move, they breathe, they work, just watching my pets grow through their stages. From at some point, my puppy could fit in my hands like this. She would literally fit in this. And now, when I carry her, she's my entire torso, and she has some weight now. And so that's it. Watching them go through their life is I see another existence functioning properly, and just being. And so I come to myself, and I'm like, I am supposed to be of higher intelligence. Why can't I enjoy the life that I'm living? Why am I worried about inconsequential things? I looked at my dog one day, I'm like, you're so cute. And she's just walking at her, I'm like, she probably doesn't even know she's cute. She passes by the mirror and she just sees a dog. That's all she sees. I am a puppy. I do what I'm told to do. Like, I'm just living my life. Same with my cat. You know, I've been told that cats have higher intelligence. So my cat, right now, as I'm speaking, she's trying to swallow a tennis ball. it's the things, right? So it's the same thing with the cat. It probably has a higher consciousness, a higher intelligence, a higher awareness of who he is, right? But it's still just a cat. But then I am human. I can work. I can walk. I can, you know, put things together. I can build things. I can create things. I can travel. I can do a lot of things. I don't think my cat can by himself travel 3 states away. I don't think he will by himself take a flight. I don't think those are the things that I'm privileged to do as a person. And so in trying to be a person, something that happens to us is because there are so many of us, we start to lose individuality. And when you lose individuality, you start to lose sight of who you are, who formed you, how you got here, you know, the things that make up your being. You start to lose sight of that. And so beyond just saying that, oh, God formed me, God knew me, God called me, sometimes it's because there's a lack of a sense of purpose. That can also be a problem, right? One of my favorite scriptures to read is that scripture where Paul talks about the diverse parts, you know, different parts, one body. That scripture I use for referencing everything. I use for referencing, you know, leadership, for referencing teamwork, for referencing everything. And now even for this, it works, right? It works for this. So it's the book of 1 Corinthians 12. I'm thinking I just read through it real quick. Let me do the NIV first. So from you know, it goes down from talking about the gift of the Spirit, and it outlines these gifts, and then he talks about it being different service, same Lord, talks about different kinds of working, but it's the same God at work, right? Talks about all how all the gifts point to God. But then it gets to verse 12, 1 Corinthians 12:12 is where I'll be reading from now. And he says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we're all baptized by one Spirit as form one body. I'm just going to go quick to 14. And even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear could say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Now, I've had a lot of fun reading scripture. Every time I read it, there are different ways that it makes me have fun. Like, and one of the ways is I imagine myself. I think one of my defining characteristics is that I talk a lot. So I imagine myself just being a standing tongue. That would be really weird, right? But sometimes that's how we are in the search for importance, right? So, as I always do, let me just stop here to say, the beginning of this, understanding your importance, comes from first knowing who made you, who formed you, the process of that, which is the first scripture that I referenced to say that before I knew you, I formed you, I chose you, I called you. That's it. So, first of all, you're not just here because you're just here. You're here because you were wanted here. You are wanted here. That's why you're here. Now, second is you have a purpose. You serve a purpose. Those are the things that make you important. Someone wants you here. The creator of the world, the entire universe, wants you here. And then you serve a purpose. You fulfill a purpose. So, you know, sometimes we equate importance to being in the spotlight. That's the point of struggle for most people, right? Especially in the world that we have today. We're very connected. We're very out there. You know, everyone is on social media. Everyone is vlogging their lives, and that's great. That's not a bad thing. It makes for a connected world. It makes for great storytelling. But just beyond that, it's to say, is my importance tied to how many people know who I am? No. That's what I'm trying to say here. Your importance is not tied to your popularity. Your importance is not tied to being in the spotlight. Your importance is in serving the purpose for your being here, is in answering to your call, right? And so what makes you important is not being known by a lot of people to be one thing or the other. What makes you important is what you're doing. In one of the previous episodes, I talked about living beyond yourself, right? And I gave an example of maybe you decide that what you want to do to help the world around you is to help the old woman who lives close to your house cross the road every day because you notice that she crossed. That alone makes you important. That's how this works. In terms of this scripture, to bring it back to this scripture, right? A lot of people think that importance is being the coolest part. For instance, for some people that I know, I would say that they have such glorious hair. One of my greatest struggles is hair struggles because it grows long, but it doesn't grow fast. So I do not have the edges, people. My edges, they be struggling. And, you know, I imagine it as something that if I had, maybe I would be more comfortable with my hair. But then, you know... See, every time I talk about my hair, I get hurt. I get hurt because this is a real problem. It's a real pain for me. Anyways, to just bring it back, right? So for some people, what makes them important is the things that they have, the qualities that they have. And, you know, like I just said, if it was to finish the example about my hair, you guys know I go off on tangents a lot and get excited all by myself. But yes, to bring it back to what I was saying, for some people, the thing that I see in them, the beauty that they have is, oh, they have great hair, they have luscious hair. Imagine if I decided that because I don't have that, then there's something wrong with me. There are people who do that. Or now to the world today, material things, because you don't have that, there's something wrong with you. Because you're not known for this, there's something wrong with you. So the point of all of this is, importance is serving in the capacity to which you're called. It's having the things that you need. Right, so if what you need, there's this message I like so much, I think I've referenced it before in a previous episode, where this pastor says, you have the exact body needed to serve your purpose, you have the exact physiology needed to serve your purpose. Physiognomy, I don't know the words, I'm a writer, guys. Every time, no words, but yes, you have the exact body needed to serve your purpose, you have the exact resources around you needed to serve your purpose. So beyond looking for importance, it's to have an understanding of who you are and what you serve, what your being serve. So what that means, who am I? I'm a child of God. I'm giving to, I'm giving to words of wisdom. I'm giving to words of knowledge. Or I'm giving to the gift of healing. I have the gift of healing. So I am this person. I'm a child of God. I'm good with words. Whoever it is you are, this is who I am. This is what I have. Using that for the world around you is what makes you important. So if you've ever felt like you're not important, right? I'm now going to say you are, first of all, definitely. Like, it's not even a question, right? You are. But if what you're seeking, if you're seeking importance, first of all, you start with having an understanding of who you are. And then you move on to understanding what you have. What is it that you have in you? And there's that popular old, like, if you notice, I reference a lot of old Christian songs. There's that popular old song, what have you got in your hand? Right? I'm willing to use it, if you're willing to give it. So, yeah, I'm not going to say this just in the context of, you know, spirituality alone, right? I mean, spirituality is, like, the point of everything. It's because it's where everything starts. It starts from your spirit and where you are, you know. We say energy and we say mindset and aura and all of that. But it starts with your spirit. But, yes, beyond just pointing into your spirit, it's a, do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? And another thing that can affect your importance is if you do not have a clear picture of who you are. So I was in a discussion with a friend very recently and we were talking about something that I need to work on. And then I was like, it's because I'm an overthinker. And it stops me and it's like, are you an overthinker or do you overthink? And I'm like, yeah, I'm an overthinker. It stops me again, like, are you an overthinker or do you overthink? And then that's when I caught the difference. I overthink. Does that make me an overthinker? I'm not claiming that identity. So sometimes what affects your image and your sense of importance, you know, your sense of validity, the validity for your being, is because you've given yourself the wrong image. What's your self-talk like? How do you talk to yourself? What are the words you say to yourself? There are people that they make a mistake and they're like, stupid. Don't do that. Why? Your self-talk forms a large part of who you think you are. Other than your environment, the people around you, the content you consume, the things you allow to get into yourself, or the things that you engage with, your doors, your eye doors, ear doors, your souls, the things that you're, other than that, the things you say to yourself, the things you think of yourself, that describes your identity a lot. So what are you saying to yourself? How are you speaking to yourself? What is your inner monologue like, right? Because if you know who you are, right? If you know, for instance, if I know that God called me, formed me, chose me, all of that, and then every other day I remind myself of how ugly I look, or I remind myself of how weird and how eccentric, and how I just will never fit in, and all of that can be cool, but it can also be negative. So I remind myself of those things in a negative sense. Even if I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that becomes how I see myself. I start to see myself as this weird, ugly hermit person, because that's my inner monologue. So what's your inner monologue like? What are you saying to yourself? Are you saying to yourself that you are blessed, you are chosen by God, you are loved by God, you are cared for, you are supposed to be here? Are those things you're saying to yourself? Or are you saying, I don't even know why they, because, see, and I'm saying this for experience, I had that phase where I was like, why was I born? Why am I here? I'm not, what's the point of me being? Those thoughts, kill them. Like, don't even let them stand, don't even let them breathe. Like, the moment they start to come, silence them. I have a new practice now. When I'm just going about my day, like la di da, and I hear a stupid thought, I shout shut up, like out into the air, so that if it's me, I hear the shut up loud and clear. And if it's not me, if it's some, I don't care, spirit present, whatever it is, everything around me hears that shut up, stop saying trash to me. I kill it immediately. So that you don't start carrying a negative identity, because until you know who you are, you cannot come to understand how important you are. And trust me, you are. To bring back to the example about my pet, right? Look at all the preparation I did to have them here. And that's just me with pets. And so I then imagine it being, how I liken it to this scripture, when I think about it in the sense of this scripture, where it says, before you were here, I knew you, I called you by name. I liken it to a woman being pregnant, right? So I have a couple of friends that are mothers, and something I know is when a woman is pregnant, at first it's new and stressful, but after a while, it's exciting, and then it's anticipation. Even when it's still stressful, there's anticipation. So I have friends who already knew their baby's names before the baby was born. I imagine it's sort of like that, where my friends, like, if it's a boy, we'll name him Kent. If it's a girl, we'll name her Kelly. And they are so ready. Like, I can't wait for this child to come. I imagine just that. And I know that in terms of expressions of love, God would feel more. So I imagine God feeling that way before I came to be. And it's the same for everybody. When you are on your way here to existing, as he was forming you, as he was knowing you, he was excited about your being here. He is still excited about your being here. So please, if you've not gotten anything that I've said today, like I always say, the one thing that I need you to take with you is that you are wanted here, and you're very important. You're very important to the person who brought you here, to the being who brought you here. The reason you're here is because you're important. And secondly, don't look for importance in the wrong places. Don't look for importance in the wrong things. A platform is not what makes you important. It's your produce that makes you important. It's your fruits that make you important. Importance is not in popularity. Importance is not in viral quality or virality. It's not. You don't have to be viral to be important. You can just be you in your little space, aware of who you are, aware of what God has put in your hand, using that to serve the world around you. And, you know, even when it's just one person, two persons, a family, a group of people, a group in church, your neighbors, even that is giving, is proof that you have a space, that you occupy a space in this world. So you matter, you're important. Silence every negative self-talk, every thought that comes to your mind and works to convince you that you don't matter, you shouldn't be here, any of that. Silence it, kill it, destroy it. Constantly remind yourself of who God says you are, because that's who you are. Yeah, and that's it for today. And just to end this, since my first point was about knowing who God calls you or what God calls you, my song recommendation for today is the very popular song You Say by Lauren Daigle. Is it Daigle or Daigle? I don't know, guys. We've already established that I do not English very well. So, yeah, I'm just going to put the song in the descriptions as I always do. Yeah, so listen to that song. It's a very simple song, and you know, the story in the song just talks about how she's going through the voices in her mind that tell her the wrong thing, and then she's deciding to focus on what God calls her. You know, he says she's strong, he says she's loved, you know, and she believes what he says of her. And yeah, I'm gonna end here for today. If you listen up to this point, thank you so much for listening. Yeah. And finally, as always, I want to say, dear friend, I hope that all is well with you and that you're as healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.